Hello, my name is Dwayne Hink, and I am a UNIS 18 government worker, hour west of Williams Lake, Reserve Stone.
My name is Douglas Myers. I'm Stone Consul, UNIS 18.
Can you just describe a bit where we are, what the stone look like, and what's the situation here?
Stone is on Chilcotin River that meets up with Taseko, which comes down from Nemaya Valley. We are south from there, but we are also northwest from Williams Lake, about an hour.
Are there significant mining interests in this region?
Yes, right now there is an environmental assessment that's happening in Nemaya Valley for 4 days, and it'll continue to all the other local areas that are down valley from Nemaya, and there will be 2 days for each community. And we have concerns for Prosperity Mine, which is wanting to go up beside Nemaya and Fish Lake, and AMARC, which is a Newton Mountain area, which is a very high usage area for our people, for its Akoti Nation.
Can either of you talk a little bit about AMARC and the situation that you've come across?
We had them to the table last year. They sent in a letter saying that they had permits to drill, and they asked if they would like to hire a few local people for employment. So they sent the people into work, and then as we found out that that was a real high interest area, we did a traditional use study about 4 years ago, which was not quite complete, but we basically focused on areas of gatherings, and that was an area that was a high usage area. And AMARC, we consulted with them about leaving, but it just didn't work that way because they were signed in for a certain amount of work. And when we were there checking on their work and actually looking to see if there was any environmental damage or if they were keeping to their word on their contract, they consulted with us and we talked with them at the site in Newton Mountain, and they took the picture. And then as the time went on, our linkage with them was no longer, like their contract ended, but they wanted to continue with the workers that they selected. And so this spring, now they're trying to go back in again and do some more probing and prospecting. Like they're the first of what could be a mine. And they're showing that they found gold. So we're trying to catch them on that before everything is approved to stop them, because we know that any consultation or any meeting they use as consultation, and that is completely against how we do order of business with the Tsaikoti Nation.
What's the next step for your band?
Well, we're working in correlation with Anaham, and they've sent a strong letter in regards to how AMARC is consulting with us. And we are also we're going to be writing a letter, and we're actually telling the other communities around to also do the same, because it's not just Anaham or Stone, like we're part of a Six Nations. But if we all start doing that and making sure it's a precedent for all the nation that come together to say, this is not how you deal with us. You got to come to our table, come to TNG, wherever, but you have to consult from the beginning. Like you can't come in with a plan and try to show us what you want to do and try to tell us you're going to do it. It has to be right from scratch. You start from day one. We plan it together. We go to the grounds. We look at where it is. Bring elders, youth, whatever. And in the end, when we decide what's going to happen, it comes down to the community saying yes or no. And that's just how it works. Like, that's proper consultation. It's just a matter of showing up at the band office or at our door and saying, this is what we're planning to come and work in your area. And that's just, it's courteous. Just the way things should be.
So just to summarize again, then the Six Nations that are part of the Tsilkotin, they're mining, any mining interests or logging interests or industrial interests on the territory of either of those six bands goes through the Tsilkotin national government then?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Is there a message that both of you would like to convey to listeners, to people who are going to be hearing your stories?
Yeah, I guess the interesting part in looking at nature, eh? If you're trying to kill nature, you're trying to kill everybody. That's how the whole thing is turning out to be, even right now. Later on, when they open that up, eh? I guess it's not for long years. Eh? it's better to have money that's going to last for a long time instead of letting everybody go. The school district 27 is going to be $300 million shortfall following year. That's what it's like. They're letting a lot of people go and sort of trying to get them to come up here. And I don't agree with exactly what they're doing. If they're trying to kill people over here, they're trying to kill people looking at the whole globe. Everybody's like that. Every government's like that. They don't even understand anything. So we'll go there and kill them. Like smallpox. Very similar.
Thanks. And you, Dwayne?
Yeah, I just believe that we have to make our waters worth more than gold. And it's very important because even where Fish Lake is, it's the headwater of our river. And then it goes to the headwaters of the Lillooet people and all the way down to Vancouver Island. And then we're in threat also. Above us in Stewart Lake area, they're proposing to open other mines. So it's not just the headwaters in the central of BC, but it's the headwaters of all BC. Because up in Stewart Lake is the headwater of the Fraser. And all that opening the ground, people are getting poisoned. And it took 15 years, 20 years for some of it to become evident. And we just don't have that kind of time to be wasting to say that they have this EA process that proves all this stuff, that it's going to be good, but it's just the way their process, it doesn't show up for 15, 20 years. They might have forgot something or whatever, but we don't have that kind of time to be wasting. Like, we should be renewing our resources or finding ways to make sure that we're not taking more than we need.
Okay, thank you so much, both of you, for taking the time to speak to us today.